Yud Beis, we did Sefer Aleph. We're holding in Shaburas. We're holding in Shaburas of Katan Gimel. So we said that there's two issues over here. You cannot cook for a goy on Yom Tov. That's based on Pasuk. And we gave a person who's a Mechal Shabbos, but for Hestia, the same status as a non-Jew. Then we said that not only can you not cook for him, which is the rice, so you can't invite him, mirabonon, because we were afraid that a person will then go mistakenly cook for them once the person's there. Lahazmino gimel. It doesn't help over here the fact that all of the food is prepared. Say, listen, well, so this way I'm not cooking for him, so that'll take care of the deraisa issue, because all the food is prepared, I'm not cooking. It's still also the Yishlocha Shema Yivashal Oid, because there are cheres, Vishiloi Acharish Hazman Zmino Barotza Lechabdai. So if I invite you, say, so I feel a chrys to make sure that you have a good experience. So you have a good experience, so you might express a desire for certain food. I'll say, oh, no problem, I'll make that food for you. And that's a big problem. And he'll say it if he would do that.
So this is an invitation extended after Yom Tov or even before?
Even beforehand. Okay. So what's the concern? The concern is, Shema Yarbe Bishvilo Yidalet. Perish Shema Yavashel Kadera Levado. He's going to cook something which was very specifically for the Akum, and not for the not for anybody else. Mishum Hachi Yesh Hetu Lekamei Ba'Avdo. Then Locha Shem Yevashel B'Kedera Cherish Bishviloi. So we're going to talk about since the whole concern over here is you might do something special for this person. So the said we're not going to do something special for my Eved, because I don't feel a need to be mechabed my eved, right? But so the concern was this interest in trying to be mechabed him. But there is still this at the raisa. I cannot cook for him. So, but the keter this at the raisa. The raisa, if your person puts up a pot, both for the Jew and the non-Jew alike, when he puts up the pot, he puts up enough for both. Say, put it up to the kid. He wants to make a cup of coffee, so he makes a cup of coffee. Puts water in the kettle and puts the kettle on the fire. And there's enough water for himself and for the abbot. That's mutter. Maybe we check exam that should be also, because maybe you go and do a kettle badafka for the abbot because he asked for it. So we're not worried about you doing that. This is to bring him to your house. The person is eating by you. So we're concerned that the person might make something specifically for the goy. You send it to the goy's house, so you prepare the food correctly, like means partially, you know, for the Jew and for the goy together, you know, so it's one act. So that's mutter. Then you set them as food. You know, the person knows the halacha, and he'll do the halacha properly. But over here, we're afraid that in the heat of the moment, when the person makes the request and you want to be mechabed him, you'll forget and you'll do something specifically for him that's only relevant when he's there in the house. Okay. Okay, now comes along the Mishabur involved and says, "Abul Ishtarkul the Beis is mutter." So I remember, I'm b'maimer Mordechai ve'oid kamachrenim. So he gives you a list of the achrenim over here, and the chayyadim ones like this. That sheskimu, they came up with the following halacha: the davka im shalech lemimah shehechin la'atzma. A person prepared food for himself, and then he decided to give some to his neighbor, the goy. That's mutter. Alam herba bishviloi afilu boisa kederes shebishav bogam ken la'atzma is osur. So the concern becomes the same. They're saying that once you're doing extra for that person, even though it's in one pot, so it's mutter mikra din, but now we're afraid if we're going to allow you to do that, you'll decide, oh, I know my neighbor likes, you know, this type of food, and I'll do that separately for him in his own pot, and that's also. You might go and cook for the goy. We said here, from this you can see the following. The many people send, there's a custom people would send a present to a goy. They want to give him honor. And they would. So, you know, on the Jewish holiday, they would share their food with the goyim. You know, it was like a nice gesture. The problem is, and we'll see, they would do, you know, cook more for the goy. So according to this, at the chayotim, that's also shlokas in him, it's improper. Well, loving boys also left us bishuloi chala achas kamosha noigim. Some people have a custom to bake a loaf of bread, a loaf of challah, specifically for the goy. So you're making these types of fried stuffed foods. Each one is a separate act. So the chremzel that I'm frying for him is a separate act from the chremzel I'm frying for myself. Each one is a separate maisa. So that chremzel is being done only for a goy. And we don't machos haribui. The fact that there's more in the pot doesn't make anyone taste better. The fact that there's five blintzes in the pot doesn't make each blintzer taste better. So you can't say that I'm doing all the blintzes to make my blintzer taste better. So you're doing it specifically mamash for the goy. That's mamash it is the rice. I feel mamash marvin b'levashal b'shulay dogim. You cook fish. You cook some extra fish. So vaso b'yach, even though you cook it in one pot, gamatar chatzmai, so mikir din lechar, the derisa that's mutter, it's also b'chanal, but according to this opinion of the achrayim, it's also because we're afraid the person might do it just for the goy. V'yesh v'chanal b'shem mekilim b'shem vaso b'yach gamatar chatzmai. Some say no, the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to read, it's only if you're sending it to the goy's house and you cooked it for yourself and the goy together, one ma'isa, so that's Rebbe Bishurim, which is mut, and there's no gzeir. Malkam Eva, have some moments, Efshe Sheyesh Dismachal says, in a case of necessity, person Mishmur says, it seems that you could rely on that. Yet that all takes off the issue of the Rabban, and the Chazal Asard sending to him, even when you cooked it properly in one pot, because there you might come to cook it in two pots. So you're sending it to the goy's house with a goy. So why with a goy? What's the issue over here is the cooking. What's the issue over here? He's saying the delivery was done by a goy. And the delivery is done by a Jew. What was he? The case is that there was no Erev, so there was, or this, the goy was beyond the Erev, the area which is enclosed by the Erev. So there's going to be a Isser of carrying to the goy's house. Filim Hurak Carmelis, even if the area is only the Durbonon, so you send it with the goy. You cannot send it with a Jew. So the guy is living within the Jewish area, so you can give it. You can use a Jewish shliach to deliver it to him. To send them a present, we said it's mutter. Sure. Shaburach has. It's mutter because there's an element of the. We assume that sending a present to the goy generally should use it, but the purpose was to create a state of peace between the neighbors. So he's saying this heter which we're using of sending was predicated on the fact that we felt it would be beneficial for neighborly relations, and that's important. So, and we can extrapolate any case where there's a darkei sholem issue that would be permitted. Says, now I'm sending it to him. The goy is taking it to the goy's house. If it's Derech Carmel, he says, listen, the whole issue of giving to the goy is a drabonin. You didn't cook special for him, so that's not the right. So you're just giving it to him. There you might come, right? So that's this is the rabbanon to give to him. So we took care of that. Now this have this of caring. So I'm asking a goy to care for me and a Carmelist. Shus to shus, welcome, sir, if you're Mekel. What about the case that tell you asking the goy to carry it through Rishus Rabbim? So even in that case, we're going to permit. We're going to call this a valid yomtiv need, so then you're allowed to carry Rishus Rabbim. So then the Shulchan Aruch came along and said, you can feed your Eved and your Shivcha, or a person was sent as a Shliach to you, or a goy came on his own, you didn't invite him. So he came and invited him. I don't feel any responsibility to feed him, fancy. So there's no gzer, you might come to be marbe b'shuloi. So the issue of cooking for them obviously still applies, but the gzer is rabbanon, you cannot feed them because you might come to cook for them, doesn't apply, because I'm not going to go special to cook for my Eved. Or for this goy who just popped in. Tess. You invite the goy, the chovitz bikorah, so the person you've indicated you want to give him honor. There, chashina and shemir yabe bishviloi, the vasher b'kneir levad. We're afraid you might go and do special for the goy, a separate act of cooking, because you want to be mechaber him. Mashengin ba'avdu shivchosu b'chem b'chol elu shabo me'elov l'chashina l'zeh. Case there's an Eved or Shifcha, I have no interest in cooking for my Eved or Shifcha, or somebody who happens to come in, I didn't invite him. They don't feel that same level of responsibility to cook for him special. So that's, we're not worried about that. Shabbat Me'alov. So the case was a kusi came in as a shliach, which. So Reuven or Bob, whether it be Jew or non Jew, sends this goy Joe to come deliver something to the Jew. So he comes in, he says, he didn't. This person wants something that you invited. He came in, the Derech Eretz, you give him something to eat and something to drink. He's tired and he's hungry. But I'm not going to go be Marbir Shiloh. I don't feel any responsibility to be Marbir Shiloh. I didn't invite him as a guest. Or a case of a goy just dropped in. I didn't invite him as a guest. So those cases, the gzera that you might come and do something improper and cook for him because he'll make a request and say, buddy, listen, it's very nice, I'll give you a cup of coffee, but you said, I want only, fancy hot chocolate, and you need to cook milk for me. I'm not interested. No, low matan olive. I'm not going to do that for him. But be my guest that I invited special, so I might do that. Yud. Shabbat me'elov. He came in his own. He says, even if Adam Choshev, this goy is Adam Choshev, so maybe he just dropped in. The mayor of the town was walking by, the mayor of the town just dropped in. You might be my Bishaloi. If I didn't invite him, Kimisloi is mean a lobby. I didn't invite him to come. But with Dafka Shabbat, Achak Shakar Hechin Husudosa. They used to actually make the meal on Yantar. They used to cook the food. But they didn't have refrigeration. So if he comes in before you're cooking, then there's a real concern. You might make something special just for him. If you already made the food, you're not going to go now start making a new thing special for him. You already made your food. V'yesh cholkim. Some disagree with this thought process, and they say, but the Adam Choshev Yaticha, you might do something special for him. The Katim who Adam Choshev Roy Lechab Lekoven Choshen Shemir Yarbe Bishuloi. So there was a concern that you might do something special for the goy. It's still relevant. Ella, they say the following. Get this for being hospitable. Tzarech she'yer meloi ha'Yisrael kadem she'ech ma'achilo. So the neighbor of the town stops in. You're the chasher of Balabos in town. He's walking by. He smells your the kugel. He says, "Wow, Jewish food is great." Stops in, knocks on the door. So you say, say to him, "Okay, join us for the meal." You say, "Eat in the meal." You're not going to say, have some food. All right, you have to tell him the following. If you're happy, if satisfied with that which you prepared already, join us. But if you're not, please don't. Like, it's basically saying, we're not going to cook anything special for you. And you came al das kein, so well, then I have no motivation to cook by special for you, because I told you up front that I'm not really interested in having you here. So that's pretty unhospitable, but that's the point. So this is Machlokes over here. So the Taz Machlokes says the following. Halacha l'maisa. He says, Imbo may love the guy came his own. Misal nashin l'lecho b'li hazmona. Nafsar sheichol etzloi. Mutter. I didn't pressure him to join and say, please come join us. The guy walks in, you know, half a piece of chicken, you know. You give him a piece of chicken. It wasn't like you invite him to join the meal. You know, he's here. Give him a piece of cocoa. That's mutter. The bezayin chashash shemir yarb. Why should he be marb? You didn't really make him a guest of your meal. Alvim mafter bar yisherchol. So he says, please come and join us. Be so special. You join us. Some bishabom elav even though he came on his own, but mekolachom kimin sheichabim loy sherchol. So obviously you're saying you want him to eat there, so then you want him to be mechabed him. Chashin shemir yarb. Vashalik b'kterach. You'll cook special for him. The malif shemazmino derech shlichus lebeis. So shemazmino arches shabaliyode. Go for elav. So there's no difference in inviting him before he comes to inviting him on the spot. In that sense, if you're really inviting him and you're in the kind, you want him, so you want to be mechabed him. I remember I have this picture in Muncie. They have this thing called they have a Shabbos goy. So obviously it's very relevant. There's a lot of people need services. So they have a system where they have a hired goy. He goes around. Let's say every neighborhood, let's say every 40, 50 houses, there's a designated house. That's where the goy stops on his route. And if I need a Shabbos goy, so I go over to that house and I say that, you know, and this is his address, we need a goy. The balabas who's in charge memorizes that. And when the goy stops in at 9 o'clock, 9:30, whatever, says down the block, you know, 11:21, such and such needs your help. And the person who's the stop is familiar with the halachas, what's considered permitted, what's mutter and asur mir lakum. So I was once staying for Shabbos by such a house. Middle of our Shabbos meal, there's a knock on the door, and this goy walks in. This African American guy walks in, you know, and he's very friendly with the bala. You know, he's doing this every week for the last, who knows how long, you know. And I'm like, what? He sits him down and gives him a piece of cocoa and gives him a piece of this. He says, we don't, you know, nobody needs you tonight. He says, you know, he comes around, I think, maybe twice during the nighttime. He says, I'll see you again at 11, whatever. And so he walks out and says, what was that about? You know, so he explained to me the whole system. So I'm not really invited. I mean, okay, but it was Friday night. Obviously, this whole thing doesn't apply on Shabbos because you can't cook on Shabbos. So there's no issue of being masmen a goy for a Shabbos meal. Probably being masmen a goy for a Yom Tov meal. But, you know, such a scenario, I'm not really inviting him. He's there. Obviously, you know, so you give the person something to eat. You know, there's nice kugel sitting on the table. You give a piece of kugel. You know, you want to have a good relationship with him, but you're not, you know, trying to be mechabit him, etc. What the Jews want to think of next. Okay, mutter l'harbos. Then the Ramah came along and said, you can make more for your Eved as long as it's in the same action, the same pot. So the Shulchan Aruch already mentioned the Eved, mentioned the Shivcha, mentioned the Shliach, mentioned the Goy who came on his own. And he said all of them are the same. Comes to Ramah. The Ramah says, "No, that's not really correct to lump them together. There's a difference in avdoy and shivko, and other goyim. More of all, the farish sheyesh chiluk b'neim. The avdoy shivko says, 'Filim marbe b'kdei rosa the chachila b'shvilo m'shari kima the chatirchu.' I can go with intent specifically for the eved, but I'm making my pot of potatoes." Before I put the pot on the fire, put in five potatoes instead of four, because my Eved's going to eat something also. And I put it on the fire on one shot. It's one mice, so you put extra potato in for the Eved, it's mutter. So the derais is not there because chatir, because it's mutter. But what about the derbanan? Maybe I'll go and cook potatoes special for him in a separate pot. I'm not going to cook potatoes special for my eved, like he's an eved, you know. Over there, lechashinan b'dihu shem yavashel k'der acheres bishvilom. They might do cook something special just for the eved. You shouldn't say explicitly you're doing it for them. That's a case of Eved and Shifra. Because over there, there's no. So you can do with intent for the Eved also, for the Shifra, the Kananis also. Not a Lachak Shifra, but Mamash Goy. Right? Shifra Kananis. A Halachak Shifra Kananis or a Lachak Eved Ivri is a Jew. You want to cook for them. Talking about, you know, I hired a servant. He's not a halachic slave. He's a servant. So he's a goy. That's a case of my ever. Since the relationship is such, is I'm an employer and an employee. I have no. I'm not. There's no care. I might go cook special for them. He came on his own, and he's somebody's mechubed. You're allowed to give him from the food that you prepare for yourself. So to invite a goy and give him from the food that you prepare, that you can't do. The goy is already there. Say, why don't you join us and give him the food that you already prepared? Mutter. To go, say, I'm going to make a cup of coffee just for me and you together. The harvest be shaloi by shilu b'kedera achas is osur. Sheshem yivash shalavurei levad oid b'kedera achas. So you get the same problem because also we're afraid you might cook only for the goy. So that's still relevant. So you got to cook for the eved and the shifcha in the same pot. But b'kedera means you can't add more water later for the eved. You can't add another potato for the eved. It means you fill up everything and put on the fire all in one shot. So there's one mice of cooking who's putting it on the fire, everything was done at one shot. You can't add more meat for them afterwards. I could put it on the piece of meat, which I might eat instead of him. I'm cooking for them. It's a lot of I have to give him meat. So even if I put the piece of meat in there, he eats the piece of meat, but I could have eaten it, so it's not clear it was for the goy. Then the goy can eat from it also. Then pass, when it comes to bread. Mask echren. Each loaf is a separate tircha. Even though it's one oven, but it's a separate maisa. So each one is a separate maisa of baking. So I'm doing one of the maisas for baking for the goy. Unless, if the situation is such that I could, you know, eat my bread and keep all the bread for the Jew and give the goy something else, so then I don't. It's not called I'm baking for him because it's not going to go to him. Then you could give to him since you had an option of not giving to him, so it wasn't called being done for him. So then you're allowed to give him to eat. Which this comes irrelevant, this whole issue of pass. Why? Because in their tenorim we said the more bread in the tanner, the better. It keeps the heat in and it bakes better. So even though I don't necessarily need all of these loaves of bread, I can eat them on Yom Tov, but they are helping my bread that I'm going to eat on Yom Tov to bake better. So that's mutter. But that's our ovens. Each loaf was separate, and there was no benefit from any one loaf for the other loaves. You can't even cook for another Jew more than necessary. This loaf might be it's roy for a Jew to use. I don't have to give it to the goy. Yeah, but the maaser, what are you baking? No Jews needs it, so what are you doing it for? For the goy. But that's not what they're doing it for myself. Well, I'm not doing it for myself, I don't need it. and our ovens. But we could argue even in our tenurim that this halacha does apply. The Marshal said that even we do not differentiate between their tenurim and our tenurim. And say when their tenurim you're allowed to cook many loaves even though you only need one. So in our tenurim also you're allowed to cook many loaves even though you only need one. So then you'd have this heter over here. Beis, sif beis. Bnei hakayil shel kusim shenosnu kemach shelhem liyisrael lefes lehem pas. So they were quartered in town. These non-Jewish soldiers were billeted in town, and the Jews' responsibility was to take the materials which were given to them and to cook them. The Jews didn't have to lay out the materials, but the Jews had to do the process of the baking and the cooking. So the guy gives the Jew flour, and the Jew is supposed to bake bread for him, and it's Yom Tov. Right? It's Shavuos. So Imenu Makpidim, because she saw no Simenu Latinik, Mutalefes Lehem. So if the arrangement is such that the Jew can take some of the flour and you use it to feed his child, so this bread could theoretically be being baked for the Jewish child, saying, then we're going to allow you to bake. Because it's roy for a Jew, it's considered possibly that a Jew could eat it. But, okay, no, but. But a case where they're makbid, and they don't let you give anything away, so you're cooking only for the goy. So then how are you allowed to bake only for the goy? Yom Tov. Unless it's the question of sakana, that they're going to kill the Jews for doing that, so it's not mut. Okay, sif katan yud gimel. Nosi yomen alatinik. B'yesh yachadim shekosu, d'lo shari elin kin. Nosi mamash lecho, b'lo yagere sheyochol litin. It's not enough being able to give. But it has to be that he actually gave. She actually did bake some of the bread, some of this for the child. So what's the left? She's allowed to bake. Now, why am I allowed to bake? I'm allowed to bake this whole thing because I need a little bit for the kid. The way I'm allowed to give this loaf of bread to the child was a payment for all the loaves that I cooked for the girl. So I baked 10 loaves to be able to give the 11th one to the child. So all 10 are hechatimsa to get them to the tzarech yomtiv of the 11th one being going to the child. So that's also what. It comes all of the other baking that you're doing is all the way to get this loaf to the child. And since we don't know which one that is, this would be the one that will go to the kid. So, if the Jews have to provide the flour, the case of the Shulchan Aruch was that the Goyim provide the flour, the Jews have to do the baking, what about the Jews provide the flour? So Viter, the only way you can cook for the arrangement was they didn't allow the Jews to bake for themselves in the town without baking for the goy, but for the soldiers. So it comes out with the lefers, the hemiyamtah yadesh eaten pas echem mehem latinik. So the only way I can get to cook for my child or for etinik is by baking for the goy also. So the baking for the goy is the echem timsa. I should be able to bake for the child, which is mutter. Lahem, got to bake for them. I'm a Tasha Kosta. They enlist me Chal Kulazu. They seen his past. Achas Elim Gan Zeshu Shasat Chak. Under the circumstances where there's a pressure from the government that the Jew has to bake for the goy, so we have to come up with some type of an idea. But otherwise, you're not going to rely on that. Okay, Gimel. Also, levashel v'lefois l'tzarech klavim. You're not allowed to cook or bake on Yom Tov for animals. You're allowed to, but since you have responsibility to feed them, you're allowed to move, take their food, which is not edible human food. So theoretically, it should be muksa. But since you're responsible to feed your animals, it's more to move the food and give it to them to eat. You cannot carry on Yom Tov for the tzarech of an animal. That's part of the miut, that malachas are mutter for the tzarech of a Jew, not for a non-Jew and not for an animal. Even a Jewish animal which belongs to a Jew. Jewish animal. You can't do the malacha of losh, mixing up the bran for the chickens to feed them, so you take the bran and mix it with water and make this mixture. Well, that's lush, the malach of lush. You can't do lush. The tzarech and a behema. Kim al yedeshinu, the only eats will be over there, but you have to feed them, and that's how you fed them, so we were makel to do it al yedeshinu. Mutal harbus bishvil ha-klobim, b'osik teresh b'vash b'la'atzmai, bishvil, in the same pot, riba b'shurim, we call it, is mutter for the animal. Even though he had something else, he could give the dog instead. Right? Okay. Guess let's start the Mishabur. Let's start Klavim Tezayin. Phil Klavim Tezayin, although you know it's his dogs, which he has responsibility to feed. So that takes care of the Yisurim Darabonin, etc. Come welcome. But you can't cook for them. That's Nisr the Rice. Closing the Klum Shal Hefker, wild dogs, which nobody owns, for sure, you can, what's your right to cook for them? Adaka Klum, who didn't share behemoth with Chai Boiv, Azalas Shumaloch of Avuram, the Krod Lachem and Might, Ovid Gulum Ubehemoth. Any animal is excluded. Just the Klum was, they used to have Klum, people used to keep Klum for, you know, you lived out, a lot of times you had Jews lived out in these inns. In the middle of nowhere, you know, there was no town nearby, so they had dogs for safety. In case there's somebody tries to attack them, they have a strong dog to protect them. I just actually heard a shir yesterday. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Zichlev Racha, had chalufim mechtavim with Moses Mendelssohn. And the Gedolim were a little bit upset with him because they basically cut off all contact with Moses Mendelssohn, but Rabbi Yaakov Emden kept up with him to the hope of being makar of him. But as Moses Mendelssohn slipped more and more into his own world, Rabbi Yaakov Emden cut off contact with him. So in the second to last letter, he says, you know, he writes to him at the end and says, you know, that I'm well aware of what's happening to you, and I've been kept in contact because I hope I'll be able to bring you back. I see that's not happening. I'm well aware of your sliding away from Yiddishkeit, and it says and that's indicated to me the fact that you now have a dog as a pet. It was so not a Jewish thing to have a dog as a pet that the ride that Moses Mendelssohn is falling off was that he had a dog as a pet. Right? Imagine going over nowadays in Silver Spring. Okay.
I think the dogs today are kept for different reasons.
No, it was pet. It was a pet. He said the dogs for safety. The Jews did for security and these type of things. Yeah. But dogs for pets, no Jews ever used to do. Yeah. Right? If he had a dog for a pet, means he's like a goy already. The nobility used to have dogs for, you know, to play with their dogs and have dogs, you know. But the Jews didn't do this such a thing.
Were they as well trained and gentle as today's dogs?
Because in
Simon the Gemara, for sure not.
The Gemara actually talks about a type of dog called a Kafri, which one shot in the Gemara means it was a docile type of a dog, which is kept for. The shot in the Gemara is a dog of Mazik. The Gemara says a Kafri you're allowed to keep. One shot in the Kafri is a docile type of a dog. You kept more for. Right. So the concept existed then also. Okay, so much for our history class. Yudzayin, the Talta Mazonis, Ayn Leil B'Hilchus Shabbos, Simen Shin Chabdal, the Nisbar Hashem Kol Dinim Hashayich HaMinyin B'Chonos Michael L'Behema V'Wood and Kan. There are limitations of what you're allowed to do for animals on Shabbos, so that obviously would all apply to Yom Tov also. Again, this, the heter malach on yomtiv is only for a human being, not for an animal. So the mashal, when the air was down, simchas Torah, the shulchan says simchas Torah. So you, besides on Shabbos, even on yomtiv, you have an issue of walking your dog. There's a halachic way to walk a dog when there's outside of an air. There's a non-halachic way to walk your dog outside of an eruv. You know, there are you can actually have a leash, but there are limits of how you use the leash, etc. You know, these fancy leashes, etc. Some would even probably be usur. So that's an example of something when the eruv is down on Yom Tov, it's relevant people have to know because you can't do malacha for behema on Yom Tov, so you can't carry. So you can't carry one shus to another shus. I feel like how to feel a hutzi mishus yachad. The carmel is you can't even carry for shus yachad. The carmel is for an anabahema. By the akum near the tribe. You have a goy do what you want to have a goy walk your dog. That's mutter. Let's hold it here. So.